The Ministry of Justice drafted bills for two transitional justice mechanisms and presented them to the Council of Ministers 2 weeks ago. The two bills highlighted issues of truth, reconciliation and healing, and the compensation and reparation, as outlined in Chapter 5 of the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement. The Civil Society Transitional Justice Working Group blames the Ministry of Justice and Constitutional Affairs for not doing a good job. Moses Opeo, the Deputy Chairperson of the Technical Committee for the Transitional Justice Working Group, says the Justice Ministry intentionally skipped public views from the bills.
The consultation are still ongoing in the refugee camps. We sent our first-class team to Ethiopia, Asosa, and they have just come back and forth to the country. They have not even written their report. So we kept wondering what is the value of collecting views from the citizens of South Sudan.
David Deng, a member of the Civil Society Transitional Working Group, says the process of drafting the bills on transitional justice was not inclusive, adding that views of ordinary citizens were not included.
Our main concern is that this process is happening behind closed doors. We don't know what's in the legislation. It's been tabled in the Council of Ministers more than 2 weeks ago, yet the public consultation process is still ongoing. How do you conduct public consultations on legislation that has already been prepared? So this caused us to ask ourselves and to be concerned about whether the views of people that are being collected across South Sudan and in refugee camps, are those views really being captured within the legislation that has been tabled in the Council of Ministers?
Isaac Gabriel Awoh, the Undersecretary in the Ministry of Justice and Constitutional Affairs, confirms the ministry has already submitted the two bills on two transitional justice mechanisms to the Council of Ministers for approval.
We have already drafted the bill for Compensation Repatriation Authority, Truth Reconciliation, and now it's in the process to be enacted to a law.
Deng says the bills should address issues to do with the protection of victims and witnesses.
Let there be a safe house established in each and every state where someone who's facing a risk can go for protection. Let the government have agreements with neighboring countries, Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, elsewhere, where if someone is facing risk in South Sudan, they can work with the victim and witness protection agencies in those countries to relocate them so that people at least can be assured of some safety. We have so many practical ideas that have been generated that can be put into this draft legislation only if we have the opportunity to contribute and if the process is opened up beyond these few ministers that are reviewing it now to include other stakeholders.
South Sudan in Focus made several attempts to get comments from the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Affairs, Ruben Madol Arol. This program was told the minister would speak when he is ready. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.